I'm joined by Abdulrahman Hussein from Cairo. Abdul, can you give us an idea of what the turnout is? I'm hearing figures of 40%, but I've also seen figures of 15%. What's the real picture?
I would imagine it would be closer to the second number rather than the first. I mean, the official figures are 40% given by the Elections Commission, but I would doubt it, to be honest, from what I've been seeing and what other journalists have been seeing all over the country. The turnout has been expected, been much lower than the initial round. And of course, the initial round was much lower than the parliamentary elections of November.
So does this suggest that there has been a successful kind of boycott campaign?
People from the boycott campaign will claim that this is a success, but I wouldn't really necessarily agree with that, because generally, historically, Egyptians have been loath to go to the polls. I mean, especially under the old regime, because there really wasn't a point. The outcome was predetermined. And this time, if you look at the numbers from the referendum in March 2011, the constitutional referendum, down to the parliamentary elections and then to the presidential elections, the numbers keep getting lower. I think that has more to do with just apathy and just disillusion and disenchantment. I don't think it's a concerted effort to boycott or to make a stance. Of course, there are many people who are doing that, but it's more just, I would harbor it more has to do with apathy.
You covered the parliamentary elections and the first round. Does it feel a lot? Does the turnout feel markedly lower than those two events?
Definitely. I mean, the turnout has been, I mean, it's been very similar to the second day of the presidential elections. I mean, we're just barely. Usually, numbers used to would increase during night because of the incessant heat. The heat here is unbearable at the moment, and so that could have a big effect. And also because it's not a holiday, but usually the numbers would increase later in the day. That really hasn't happened. That happened in the first round. That really hasn't happened this time around. I think. People who are going to vote are either avowed supporters of both candidates who are going to vote anyways, or people who are kind of worried about where this is heading and which winner they would least likely to see, so they're voting for the other.
I saw a report on the BBC last night from a guy who's outside an all-women voting station, saying that there was at least at his polling station, large support for Shafiq among women. Are voters dividing on gender lines as far as you're concerned?
There are a lot of fears about a Muslim Brotherhood presidency and what it would mean for women in Egypt, and there are a lot of women who are worried about that. There's no denying. I don't think it's so much along gender lines as it's a much bigger concept than that, about whether for whether it's true or not, people perceive the Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi will wade into office with an Islamic State in tow. I mean, that's not necessarily the truth, but that's the perception that people have. Ahmed Shafi and his campaign and his supporters in the state media have been very successful in propagating this line that the Muslim Brotherhood would mean a return to the Dark Ages. He's and his supporters parrot what he says, and they believe it to be absolutely true. So yes, there are lots of women who are concerned about Morsi winning, and so there is a lot of. But I mean, if we just zoom out for a second, I think from what I've seen, what colleagues I've talked to, what they've seen, it seems to be that Shafi actually will be the winner. I mean, most people are going in to vote for Shafi. That's what we're seeing generally across the board, men and women.
Oh, really? You're pretty much calling it for him then?
I will call it for him now, at the
safe distance.
With the great possibility of ending up with egg on my face. But it seems that Shafi is going to win. It looks like it, just generally the what we're seeing at the poll stations. But then. In the first round, I didn't meet many people who were voting for Morsi anyways, and he came first, so you never know. But I will tentatively call it for Shafi, yes.
You were saying it was too close to call before the elections, was that right? I can't remember.
In the first round, you mean?
Back on last week, Thursday, Friday.
It was very close to call because there are so many things that happened in the interim.
So what's changed then?
What's changed is that Parliament has been dissolved. A
Yeah.
Supreme Constitutional Court decision to dissolve Parliament has actually garnered sympathy for the Muslim Brotherhood. And it actually, a lot of people who were reticent about voting for Morsi before are thinking, it's obvious that the state and the old regime are really against this guy, so we might vote for him out of solidarity. Also, there are others who are thinking that, you know what, a Morsi presidency without a majority in Parliament is much better than a Morsi presidency with a majority in parliament. So, I mean, he wouldn't be as powerful. So that is also, so it changes day to day, and you don't know, but I think tentatively it'll be Shafiq.
Linked onto the blog is an interview with Robert Becker, the NGO worker who refused to leave, and he's saying that if Shafiq wins, there's going to be more violence. Is that something
Yes,
you agree with?
I agree with that. Maybe, I mean, it depends, but definitely there's a bigger possibility of violence if Shafiq wins rather than Morsi, because, I mean, similar, it's akin to the Mubarak verdict, where there was a lot of protests that happened. There was no violence, thankfully, but there was a lot of protests, and I think a win for Shafiq kind of, in a big way, erodes a lot of what happened in the past year and a half. I mean, it's symbolically, even on a symbolic level, it's sort of, Egyptians got rid of Mubarak and they just didn't like what they saw or with the result, and so they're just bringing him back in another guise. And so there's going to be a lot of anger about that. There's going to be a lot of anger about all the sacrifice that has been made, all these efforts that have been made to remove the previous regime, death and bloodshed and just an imprisonment and so many things. And for Shafiq to end up winning after all that sacrifice will leave a bitter taste in the mouth for many, many people, there's no doubt.
Will it draw a line under the first round of the revolution, if you like? Will that be it? The revolution is over. A new revolution will have to happen.
It's kind of difficult to say. I mean, I'm usually more how should we put it? I'm very easily disillusioned. So you might take it as that, but actually, if I'm going to be honest, no, it's not really like that, because things have changed. There's just no doubt about it. Even if Shafiq comes into power, Shafiq cannot possibly be another Mubarak. He cannot rule for another 2, 3 decades with an iron fist. Just things have changed, inexorably changed, and there's just, in some things, there is no going back. So maybe it's the end of one stage, but that doesn't mean that it's ended completely. There's just, I think it's going to take, it's a very long drawn out process. It's going to take much longer than we thought. It is an incredible setback. There's no doubting that. And but even the alternative Morsi isn't that much better. So it's a setback in both cases, but that doesn't mean that it's the end of the story.
Just to tie up a few loose ends, when are we going to get when are the polls closed, first of all, and when are we going to start getting exit polls results, early indications of results?
They close tonight.
At what?
Usually it's 8 p.m. Sometimes they extend 8 p.m. Cairo time, which will be 7 p.m. British time. Sometimes they extend it for an extra hour if there are more voters. So it could be either 8 or 9 p.m. The exit polls will probably come out tonight. I mean, in the first round, the numbers were coming out almost immediately, and so we will have some kind of indication by tomorrow morning at the latest that we'll kind of know exactly who's on top.
Are the Muslim Brotherhood staying optimistic, or do you detect that they're sharing your opinion of how it's going?
The Muslim Brotherhood, their reactions, I mean, I've been very interested by their reactions to the dissolution of Parliament. They've kind of been kind of coy. They haven't really come out swinging, which you would expect them to do. I think they're counting on the possibility that they might win the presidency. As always, there's all these talks of backroom deals and negotiations between the Brotherhood and the military junta. We don't obviously know the veracity of this. But I think they're waiting to see the results of the presidential election. I think we have to bear something in mind, which is this, is that the Muslim Brotherhood is a reformist organization. It is not a revolutionary organization. They have never once taken to the streets of their own accord. And so irrespective, if Shafiq wins, I don't think the objections will be coming from the Muslim Brotherhood more than they will come from revolutionary forces or other people. We shouldn't place too much credence on what the Muslim Brotherhood will react and not react. They'll always try and find a way out of this impasse that will best serve their interests.
Okay, Abdul, perhaps we'll speak later. Thanks a lot.
Oh, cheers, Matt. Bye.